This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The contrast is too rich to miss. While a Pennsylvania op-ed columnist called Down syndrome a horror, Gerber Baby Food has chosen its public face for the coming year. Lucas Warren, a Dalton, Georgia, one-year-old boy with Down syndrome, and there is no horror, just another child of God helping Gerber sell baby food. The man who created this seminal work behind the last 50 years of advocacy for human life may now be recognized a Catholic saint, possibly in October. Pope Paul VI wrote Humanae Vitae, and an intense forensic investigation announced Tuesday a second miracle is being attributed to his active prayer. Meanwhile, Pope Paul's fourth successor, Pope Francis, marked Italy's Pro-Life Sunday over the weekend, calling more Catholics to defend human life. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, the girl living with a California death certificate continues to win over skeptics, and now a California jury will decide if Jahi McMath's death certificate was a mistake. Florida crime scene investigators are apparently working an abortion specimen for sale case, and a Wisconsin man is charged with spiking his pregnant girlfriend's drink with abortion drugs. He may face murder charges. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.